All right, it's time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady here with Noah Cassidy, and I'm going to kick us off today. Noah's got a bit of a longer one, so we'll let him go second today.
Yeah, it's going to be a little long-winded.
All right, so I'll get into mine here quick. So did you know that there is cell phone service at the summit of Mount Everest?
Cell phone at the top?
Yes, at the very top.
Huh.
So I certainly never knew that. And so it kind of all started back in 2007. So on May 21st, 2007, a climber named Rod Baber, he placed a 1 minute and 48 second phone call at the summit of Mount Everest that cost him $4.72. So the renowned British climber, he was standing at the top of Mount Everest, and he used a Motorola RZR Z8. And he made the call at 29,035 feet, which got him in the Guinness Book of World Records for the highest mobile phone call ever. And a cell phone provider called China Telecom had set up a cell tower at the base of the camp on the mountain's north side, which allowed him to make this call. And he also sent a text to his family that said, "One small text for man, one giant leap for mobile kind." a little nod to the moon landing.
Okay.
And then so since that happened, Everest cell service has kept up with the times. In 2013, Everest received 4G service, so climbers could live stream the view from the summit. And then in 2020, the mountain got the 5G upgrade, which offers 20 times more capacity. At one-third the size. So now if you're up on the summit of Mount Everest, you'll always have cell service.
Wow, talk about hurry up, let's get up there so I can send my wife a text and not get griped at.
Right.
You know, that type of thing. All right.
Yeah, so.
All right, so mine's a little long-winded, but, you know, we're a radio station, right? And so kind of wanted to not shorten this up a little bit. So obviously it's not really, I guess, a did you know show, but it's more like about music. So we think a lot alike when it comes to the music type of thing. We've talked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know how impactful music can really be?
I mean, I know it can be very impactful.
Right. It's like a weird, like this you probably won't know, but
okay.
It really impacts your mood. It impacts a lot of things
about
how you react and how your brain's stimulated and all this different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most rats live their entire life unseen by humans, right? And so they're the kings of the background. They scurry around trying to get food and all that kind of stuff from leftovers. But apparently, our food crumbs is not the only thing that they pick up on. They also pick up on our music.
Mm.
So they did a study where they put rats, these lab rats or whatever. They expected the rats to be more stimulated by faster upbeat music because their heart beats a lot faster, smaller animals.
Yeah.
But they actually pick up on the same type of music that humans do. So whenever there's like 120 to 140 BPM, which is beats per minute, song rhythm, they would actually they did set up some like micro movement detectors and stuff like that, and they actually would have like a head nod that would go with the beat. These rats.
Wow.
And so it's just like the human's range and how they think. Now it's not the only animal. There's a Charles Darwin. They studied the examination of relationships between animals and music, believing that rhythm could be found throughout nature and may have been the precursor to music today. So some experts believe only certain species had the ability to really respond to the changing of beats, notably bats, birds, dolphins, and elephants, which all have the complex ability to learn and repeat new sounds. However, some new studies show that other animals interact with music also. One experiment found that pigs exposed to a certain music became playful and wagged their tails.
Mm.
Many farmers report that their cows are calmer when the radio's on. And sudden other reports that dairy cows apparently produce 3% more milk while listening to slow tunes.
Wow.
So a lot of different things. And when it comes to our best pet companion, the dog, obviously, music is known to soothe anxious dogs in shelters and adoption centers, even though cats really could care less, apparently. According to studies, cats really don't react at all to that type of stuff. But so that's – they do react to like – songs that kind of have like a meow sound to them.
Yeah,
they kind of tune on those. But yeah, apparently music in nature and in the world, it's very reactive to a lot of animals and stimulates them just as much as it stimulates us in certain ways.
That's crazy because I mean I've always said I don't know if I could live without music.
Like, no, yeah, absolutely not.
It's so impactful. That's crazy to know that all those animals, I guess, feel the same way.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Music isn't just us. It's in nature, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, appreciate everybody tuning in to the Did You Know Show. I get to close it out this time. Yeah. So, Noah Cassidy, Trevor Grady, we'll see you tomorrow.